If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we finish the fifth week of Lent and as we prepare to go into Holy Week. Let us be filled with your Spirit as we look upon your readings today, and let us come to hear and understand and grow in that Spirit of the Lord that leads us closer to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we have Jeremiah, and you know, if there's one thing we can understand about Jeremiah is he's often lamenting about how he suffers at the hands of his persecutors, and we know that. Jeremiah is the one who curses the day he was born, and he speaks out to the Lord many times of how much he has suffered, and we see that again today, but we're also going to see something that is not common in our understanding of faith, but it is clearly there. You'll find it here in Jeremiah. You'll also find it in the book of Revelation in a different way. And that is, Jeremiah knows that he has done the work of the Lord. He has been faithful. He suffered great persecution because of it. He knows that his persecutors will stumble, which in fact they do. And he wants to see God's vengeance upon them. That's in verse 12 of chapter 20. And it's an interesting thing because a lot of people will say, well, we can't think like that. Although you'll find it in the book of Revelation too. The martyrs who suffer want to see the retribution for the blood that they were forced to spill at the hands of their persecutors. You find that also. So we find that in the book of Revelation. We find that here in Jeremiah. And we need to ask the question, how do we deal with that? Because aren't we supposed to be forgiving? And aren't we supposed to forgive all the time? Well, it's true, but we also believe in God's justice, and we want to have an understanding of that. So otherwise, we can turn into the fire and brimstone people who dance at the thought there are people in hell. Now, one of the things I want to bring out is when we look in the Bible of those who suffer judgment by God, we look at those who, as our catechism teaches, had a hardened heart. What's the best way to put it? Had an unrepentant hardened heart. Totally unrepentant. So they had an unrepentant hardened heart. And therefore, they had no desire of any type to repent. Can I give you some examples of those people? Yes. I can tell you if you look at the Pharisees. And one of the things I like to do, and of course, next week we're going to be looking at this even more seriously, but a lot of times in the Stations of the Cross you find in many Catholic churches and ministries, you will see that the Pharisees are just determined to see Jesus die on that cross. And many times artists portray them as being more vicious than the Roman soldiers. So we see this intense action. We want to see Christ die, even though he pointed out to them many times that he was speaking the truth to them, and he pointed out that they refused to listen. So they had hardened hearts. Next week, you're going to hear the famous reading where I believe it's next week. If not, it'll be next year, where the Pharisees want to kill Lazarus, because people were coming to follow Jesus because of Lazarus, who raised from the dead. And I always say it. I say it on the radio and I say it at Mass. How evil do you have to be to want to kill someone who was raised from the dead? But that's how evil, and we're going to see their hearts get hard. And one of the things we understand about that, of these hardened hearts, is what the church teaches about what we could call the ultimate place of retribution, which is hell, is those people who go there are obstinate in their rejection of God. Obstinate. Completely. So it's not a case of, gee, if only the person we forgave the person, everything would be fine. Or, gee, the person, you know, we're going to demand justice even though the person is repentant. That's not the case at all. It is people who have determined that they are right, you are wrong, and they don't care that they know that they are rejecting what ultimately is in the truth. We're going to talk more, what ultimately is the truth, what I meant to say. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. The Voice of St. Anthony Parish is dedicated to spreading the word of God, bringing you inspiring programs on the AM/FM dial and digitally. But we need your support, and the support we need the most is your prayer. As we humbly ask for the success of our mission in 2024, together let's touch hearts, uplift souls, and strengthen communities. So we're asking you to pray to that the Lord will guide our program, and in doing so, we're asking you to do that. If you'd like to contribute, you can do so through CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can do so on the front page of SaintSTAnthonyAlston.org, or you can also send a donation to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Send it to St. Anthony Parish, the supporting parish of this broadcast, STAnthonyAlston.org. So in any case, we're looking at these powerful words. Oh, I forgot to add, thank you very much for your prayer, and if you so choose, financial support. So here we are looking at this powerful moment in the life of Jeremiah. Now, first of all, maybe we should come to an understanding of what is forgiveness. We say, well, you should forgive someone. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you should desire that person does not suffer justice for their evil actions. What it does mean is you relinquish your right, I don't know if right is the right word, your inclination to bring your justice on the person. So you're turning everything over to God's justice, and that's what you do. So that's an important consideration. So when you forgive another person, what you're actually doing is saying, I choose not to enact my justice on another person. And you hand it over to God to handle the situation. Let God handle it. That's an important consideration because, you know, sometimes you'll have someone who dies and the family will come and say, well, they really weren't a very good Christian, or they weren't a good person, can we assume? And they're always speaking with trepidation. They obviously don't want to assume this. Do we assume, better way if I put it, that they are in hell? And the response that most people usually give is leave it all up to the mercy of God. And that's what you do, is let it go, leave it in the hands of the mercy of God. And so that's what you do. So you put it in God's hands. But what's happening here with Jeremiah, we see it in the book of Revelation as well. We see this idea of people saying, I want to see the retribution of God for these people, their evil against me. And that applies if the people are totally, completely unrepentant. Applies that you're able to enact justice against them. It applies when someone is doing great evil against you and has no desire to repent. But again, whose justice do you want to see happen? Not yours. And that's an important distinction. Not yours. You leave it up to God's mercy. Because ultimately, what we would really see, even over our worst enemy, is see everyone reconciled with God in the kingdom of heaven. But in order for that to happen, they have to reconcile with God. And if they're not going to reconcile with God, then it can't happen. Do you understand that? So it's a very interesting teaching that you don't see that often. And it's something that, again, we personally, and Jeremiah makes that clear too, we personally renounce our inclination to enact our justice upon even our worst enemy, but we let go of it and put it in the hands of God. And if God so wishes, or so realizes that this man must suffer some kind, or woman must suffer some kind of castigation, in the name of justice, people may pray and say they want to see that, but ultimately what they really want to see is repentance, reconciliation, and salvation. And so that's where this all comes out. So we see that. So it's very interesting teaching. Very rare in the Bible, but you can find it in at least two spots. We're going to talk more on Monday, on Holy Week, in fact, and we will talk then. See you and have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.